Safe Harbor. I would like to inform you that this call may contain certain forward-looking statements and should view in conjunction with the risks and all the uncertainties of the company's matters. Also, as a part of compliance, please note this call will be recorded. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Ramesh Shah for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call of financial year 26, the second half performance of Constellect Engineers. Thank you all for joining us today. Let me give you a brief of the company first. Constellect Engineers is an integrated EPC player specialized in electrical EPC, instrumentation and automation, and O&M services across industrial and infrastructure sectors. The company delivers end-to-end solution from engineering to procurement to execution, commissioning, and long-term maintenance support. Further, I would like to hand over to Mr. Jigar Shah, who would walk through for the operational highlights of the company.
Good afternoon and warm welcome to all of you. Over the last so many years, Constellect has built a strong execution capability across various sectors, mainly starting with oil and gas, power, steel, cement, paint, mining, infrastructure, and etc. We are also expanding our footprint into emerging sectors and moving in that direction with defense, with data centers, which are now looking favorable in terms of new orders, new projects coming. The company's focus has always been on timely execution, technical expertise, and long-standing relationship with all our clients, which is helping us also get repeat orders and keeping our order book strong and good operational track record across India. Constellect's order book today stands at almost at a healthy value of 550 crores. Visibility for the coming years and reflected continued momentum in project in key sectors is our strength. The company has also strengthened its ground on execution capabilities. Today, we stand at a manpower base of 900 plus people across various projects. With over 30 years of industry experience, we have delivered 200 plus successful projects which are under operations pan-India. Constellect continues to strengthen its position as a good, dependable EPC partner for both public sector and private sector companies in India. Now, moving forward, I would like to hand over the further discussion to Mr. Hardik Sarvaiya, our CFO, for the financial results.
Good afternoon, everyone, and warm welcome to the conference call. For H2 financial year 2026, revenue from the operation stood at 105.57 crore as against 109.26 crore in H2 2025. Constellect delivered a sharp improvement in the profitability metrics, the PAT surging to 465% YoY to 5.75 crore as against 1.04 crore in the corresponding period of last year. Profit before tax increases to 345% YoY to 7.19 crore from 1.61 crore in H2 financial year 2025. This reflects improved operational efficiency and better profitability. PAT margins improved significantly to 5.45% compared to 0.95% in the corresponding period of last year. For financial year 2026, the revenue operation grew at 8.61% YoY to 210 crore, while profit before tax has increased 50.76% YoY to 10 crore from 6.69 crore in financial year 2025. PAT grew at 53.5% YoY to 7.29 crore as against 4.75 crore in financial year 2025. With the PAT margin improving to 3.56 compared to 2.21% last year, reflecting improved operational efficiency and better profitability.
Thank you, sir. Dear participants, we will now be starting with the Q&A section of the call. If you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand feature available. We will announce your name on the call, post which you can proceed with your question. We will wait for a minute while the question queue assembles. Kindly introduce yourself.
Arun, just an update. We are running through the PPT once before starting the Q&A.
Okay.
Let us run through the presentation, a small brief about our company. As I already told you, we are an integrated solution provider and an EPC solutions across various sectors. focusing on electrical instrumentation and automation for industrial and infrastructure sectors. Our strength, we have a strong skilled team, execution capability, dedicated equipment, and a client-centric approach. What we do, we have delivered safe, innovative, and sustainable EPC solutions tailored to complex industrial requirements. The sectors that we serve: oil and gas, refinery, steel, cement, pharmaceuticals, textile, residential complexes, and now with the sunrise sector of defense and data centers, we have started to get more traction in these segments. And in fact, we have one single order of around 70 crore, 74 crore in defense, and which is going to be the highlight of this coming financial year. Next slide, please. As already elaborated by Mr. Hardik, our CFO, our revenues for the half of financial year 26 is at 105.56 crore, our EBITDA at 12.41 crore, our PAT numbers at 5.75, our debt equity ratio stands at 0.85, and our working capital days at 163 days. We have 30 plus years of inception. Our company is in existence for more than 30 plus years, 200 plus projects executed, current order book of 550 plus crore, and a manpower strength of 900 plus. Next slide, please. Yeah, this is just an elaboration of the services which I already mentioned: electrical EPC services, instrumentation and automation, and O&M services. Next segment, please. Our presence across HT-LT electrical installations, substations, switchyards, cabling and power distribution, and industrial electrification. These are our project scale, our project spectrum. Our offerings on instrumentation of automation and operations and maintenance. Across instrumentation, you have PLC and SCADA systems, process automation, control panel integration, instrument calibration. Across O&M, you have routine maintenance, breakdown support, preventive maintenance, and system optimization. Our capabilities, as I already explained, from engineering to procurement to construction and commissioning, operations and maintenance, and project management, which is a complete 360-degree capability for EPC in industrial segment. Next slide, please. What makes us different? A few points. Our clientels, they are all blue-chip clientels. We are working directly with marquee clients such as HPCL, BPCL, IOCL, JSW, Reliance, across different sectors of oil and gas, steel, cement. Our diversified presence, we are serving several industrial and infrastructure segments. Our strong order visibility, healthy order pipeline supported by long-term growth, consistent execution and delivery capability, experienced leadership, end-to-end EPC capabilities, and an asset-light model. We can skip this slide, sir. Sectors presence: hydrocarbon and oil and gas, power, steel, cement, substation, switchyards, ports, paints, mining, across amongst various other segments. I would like to draw a special attention towards this slide. We have a lot of traction in our country for economic growth towards defense infrastructure and data center infrastructure. These are the segments we are trying to pursue and make inroads. Defense, we have already been successful. We have bagged a very crucial order. We are already L1 on that order. We are awaiting that final order in a few days' time. Data center is one area which we are trying to make inroads. We have received some inquiry. We are trying to see, you know, where a healthier project can come across in data center, and we can be a part of this very critical infrastructure development that is happening in our country. In the defense, well, we have a specialized EPC solution. The whole idea of developing infrastructure has come across very widely these days. So defense is going to be an important segment going forward in the next few years, along with data infrastructure, which has, again, electrical works, UPS, DGs, the building management system, the redundant availability of power architecture, power efficient infrastructure solutions. So these are the two sectors which is going to be doing well, and our focus is on these two sectors going forward. Way forward, we are looking to get into a higher valued project which have better margins. Segments which we are trying to cover: defense, railways, the water treatment systems, exports, and O&M activities. Increasing our EBITDA margins, this has always been our goal, increasing our EBITDA and profit margins. So getting into a segment where our pre-qualification are to bid for bigger valued project which have less competition, relatively less competition, and the margins are decent here. So over the next few years, we should be looking to improve our EBITDA and PAT numbers. We are looking to deleverage and improve the ROCE and maintaining a strong, healthy order book. Currently, our order book size is at 550 crore. Our presence across various states, these are across various states: Odisha, Rajasthan, Assam, UP, and Gujarat, amongst other orders. We have 53%, sorry. Our order book breakup is 53% in refineries, 15% in defense, 12.5% in transmission distribution, 6.8% in steel, and around 6.7% in mining. Next slide, please. These are the list of marquee clients in various segments: oil and gas, power, industrial and infra segments, steel, cement, metal mining. We are empaneled with various EPC consultants. Our international presence, projects with Acare Solutions, Jacobs, Aditya Birla, RS Associates, Dangote, IPI, amongst others. We are present across 15 plus states with 100 plus locations. Our projects executed is 200 plus projects. Our presence in two countries where Saudi Arabia and Nigeria being the prominent countries where we are trying to establish a global footprint. We can skip this.
So that was the end of our PPT.
Okay, thank you, sir. Dear participants, we will now be starting with the Q&A section of the call. If you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand feature available. We will announce your name on the call, post which you can proceed with your question. We will wait for a minute while the question queue assembles. Kindly introduce your name and the firm you represent before asking your question. Thank you. We will take our first question from the line of Aditya Dwivedi. Please go ahead.
हेलो सर, एम आई ऑडिबल? हेलो।
यस सर, यू आर ऑडिबल सर।
ओके सर, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन अ ग्रेट सेट ऑफ नंबर एंड फॉर डूइंग दिस कॉल। सो सर, आई हैव सम फ्यू क्वेश्चन, सो आई विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट वन। सर, सो यू नो लाइक हाउ डज द कंपनी प्लान टू लाइक यू नो फंड द फ्यूचर ग्रोथ इफ आर फ्री कैश फ्लोज आर रिमेनिंग अंडर प्रेशर? सो दैट वॉज माई फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन, इफ यू कैन जस्ट थ्रो सम लाइट ऑन दैट।
Thank you, Aditya. As I already mentioned, we are trying to focus on some high-valued projects, because of our PQ improvement. So our bottom lines are going to become healthier. When the bottom lines become healthier, the cash flow generation from this is better in the entire scenario. So this is where we are trying to accumulate and try to fund further projects through the accumulation which is there. Through profitability.
So if our bottom line is going to get better, so are we expecting some operating leverage to kick in as we go ahead? What are the PAT margins that we are looking at?
Sir, definitely we are looking at better PAT margins that we had than we had in the last couple of years. I would say that we are looking to maybe double the margins in the next 2 to 3 years time.
Okay sir, so basically going ahead, are we like going ahead as we want to grow, as you rightly said, and we want to also ex we, our PAT margins will be expanded. So are we funding it via borrowing, or we will be generating enough cash so you know we won't be able to dilute our capital and then take on more that debt for it?
See, hopefully what has been done in times to come, again, as I said, we should have our internal accruals sufficient in order to fund the working capital required for the projects.
Sir, any timeline that you can highlight?
I think we have 2 to 3 years time to see a definite growth on the bottom line and the top line.
Okay, sir. Sir, just my last question, and then I'll join back the queue. Sir, so you know, I am seeing that you know our return on capital employed (ROCE) is very low. Currently, it is around 11% or something. How do we see our capital efficiency increasing going forward as we invest more, and you know as we are also aiming to improve our margins, EBITDA side? So how are we looking to is it some mainly we'll be entering some new sectors that have high margins, as you rightly stated, data centers. We are seeing a lot of traction in power. So just if you can throw some light on that.
Currently, the projects which we are having right now in pipeline or under execution are able to generate a good margins in next couple of years. So with the increase in the margins, and we are trying to keep a debt as low or as this varies. So definitely there will be the improvement in ROCE and ROE in coming 2 to 3 years time.
So something in the near term, or we are saying 2 to 3 years, if you can throw some light on the near term, 1 year.
2 to 3 years is a good time to
Look, currently it's looking at the geopolitical scenario where the cost of materials are on the higher side and all. So to give some guidance on a shorter period right now, it's not possible.
Absolutely, sir, and thank you so much for answering my question. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from Ms. Nakshi Shah. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on your result. I have a few questions. So the first question is, our revenue has been more or flat, but there has been an increase in our borrowings. So I wanted to understand and get an overview about the reason behind it. And was it broadly because of the industry-led demand or company specific?
See, in past couple of years, our revenue is at a flat level, but borrowing has increased mainly because of 2 to 3 parameters are there. The payment terms with our clients are more or less changed, and due to that, we have to invest much more to execute the project than previously we wanted to use. Plus, to
Our payment terms means we are getting only paid 60% when a particular material or a service is delivered or a material is executed, a service is delivered. We are getting only 60% of that value. So the balance 40% is already stuck up with the client during the stage of the project. So we have to wait till the end of the project, or it's a milestone payment where we have to wait for the next milestone to come. So it is during the phase of the project that the working capital is needed for the project to be having desirable outcome. So until the project is completed, the last 10%, 20% is always with the client. And hence, as you see, we are building up the order book. When new orders are coming in, it requires some working capital, which is there, working capital required to be deployed in order to start the project. So when a project starts delivering, it's during the mid stage that the project becomes cash positive. During that, we have to continuously, during that phase, we have to continuously ensure that the work is not stopped and it is not deprived of the working capital. And hence that requirement of working capital has come in the last financial year.
Okay, sir, got it. And so my next question was, moving forward, as I read in the presentation, we are going to expand into sectors like data centers and defense. So, if you can tell me what are the margins in the latest order that we have received?
Well, the margins are definitely healthier than the existing margin. It would be very difficult for us to disclose any kind of number on this call, ma'am.
Any structural difference in the margins?
The margins are healthier, I said. Are healthier than the and are better than in the current segments. And that is where we see a traction in these segments. That is where we see, not many players are there in this segment. That's why we may command a healthier bottom line.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from Miss Kriya Tejani. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. So actually, I wanted to understand that structurally, what would be our dependency on debt-funded working capital?
Currently, with the existing debt, we are able to service the existing orders that we have in hand. Going forward, we will try to maintain that same debt levels and try to see how we can execute the 500 crore, 500 odd crore that we have.
Okay, got it. And also, are there any measures taken to improve our cash conversion?
As in,
As in, to make it better.
ma'am, we are trying to have a better mitigation by way of hedging raw material. So we see that we are trying to protect, we are trying to protect the increase in raw material price. It's only time will say how successful are we when there has been so much of increase in the raw material price across, globally, there has been a change in all the pricing levels. So we are taking mitigating measures to ensure our bottom lines are protected.
So, what hedging policies are we like looking forward to? And yeah, can I get any overview on that?
Ma'am, there are certain policies. I don't think I should be revealing all these things on this kind of call. If there is anything specific, you can write to us, we will answer, ma'am.
Okay, sure. And also, last question from my end. When are we expecting to turn cash flow positive?
We look at 2 to 3 years timeline, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from Mr. Priyansh Khand. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My name is Priyansh, and I wanted to ask that what is continuing the negative operating cash flow in several years despite we are reporting an accounting profit?
No, it is negative cash flow is the payment terms that are there with the client are the biggest drawback in our case. The kind of clients that we have, the kind of clients that we are serving, you know, they are already having a payment terms which is very difficult to sustain. So 60% and 70% only, and you get paid 30% when the project is completed. So the gap always remains. However, profitability is basically trying to get better profitability, removing the, you know, the interest cost which is there, which is a burden.
Yeah. Okay, so my second question will be, what is driving the high working capital absorption in the business? Or if I may be a little clear, what are the drivers if you are looking forward?
Sir, we are unable to get your question. If you can elaborate.
Okay, so if I frame it in the correct manner, what is driving the high working capital absorption in the business?
What is driving the high working
Yeah.
capital?
Yeah. What are the reasons behind the high working capital that we are looking for?
That's what we explained, the kind of you know, payment terms and the milestones that are there in these projects, due to which, you know, it becomes very challenging to become positive cash flow when we have multiple projects running. One project may turn in positive where you have other projects who are still running in a negative phase. So the impact of all the projects put together looks negative.
Okay, got you. That was from my side. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Smith Shah. Please go ahead.
Hi, very good evening. So my question was that are there any plan to reduce finance costs going forward?
See, with the current order book we have right now, which have some high margin projects, so to reduce our finance cost on immediate basis will not be possible. But down the line, in next around 3 to 4 years, definitely the finance cost will be on a lower side. While we are planning to have some reduction in debt, but in next 3 to 4 years, not immediate.
Okay, and also, what is driving the increase in other current assets? Are there any liquidity concerns which is moving on, or that is the reason why you are increasing the current assets, or something like that?
So the other current asset is because of the milestone percentage billing with the client. There's a difference between a cost we incurred to execute the project and the milestone we want to bill to the client. There is some high differences are there. That's why it's showing its other current asset is a higher bill.
Can you elaborate other current assets means? Hey, sir, other current assets means what is the specific point that you're driving, sir?
So, in other current assets, like some kind of materials and all, which is still increasing in your side, as I can see in your financial statements, like there is only one material that has given other current assets. And if I
Okay.
see other statements, it has not increased by a bit. So, I just wanted to know within that other current assets, what kind of statement, what kind of materials which are like increasing in your business?
So it's a difference between the milestone billing to our client vis-a-vis cost incurred for that particular project.
Okay, got it. But yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from line of Ms. Shruti Singh. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I
Thank you.
had a couple of questions to ask. My first question is, what differentiates the company from peers and who do we consider a peer in listed space?
What distinguishes our company is one is the set of services, right from engineering to execution. I mean, there are very few people who are offering the end-to-end services, right from engineering to construction and commissioning services. There would be people who would be doing only engineering, or there would be people who would be into only the construction space. So we feel this one of the important distinguishing factor is the kind of services, kind of offerings that we have. Second stark difference is we always want to remain with the end client. We don't want to get into a subcontracting kind of scenario. So we try to stick to our basics and ensure that we have direct orders instead of getting indirect orders, which may lead to any further problems. As regards to peers, it's very difficult to name one or two. There could be, people who are much bigger than us, who could be compared to our segment. So it's very difficult to name one, two, or three peers with whom I could say that the comparison is done.
Okay, thank you, sir. And my second question is, are there any specific costs that are high or any pricing pressure that we face?
Ma'am, there is now going forward from here, what has happened as a global scenario, we will definitely have these challenges going forward. So we want to be very selective on the kind of projects that we bid for, kind of projects that we want to pursue, because we don't we think that it's going to take some time for this entire economic scenario to, come to a stable stage.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Mr. Smith Shah. Please go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I forgot to raise down my hand. So sorry.
Okay, no worries. Ayush, I guess we have a question in the chat box. Can you
Yeah, I have a
please?
question from Mr. Jignesh Shanghvi in the chat box. Our question is raising capital an option to fund future growth and ease working capital requirements? Meaning, are we looking for a fundraise to ease our working capital requirements? That is the question.
Sir, currently, I would say no, but we'll have to wait and watch on how things are moving in the next quarter or so.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Aditya. Please go ahead.
Sir, so, really, really thanks for answering all the questions that the participant asked, sir. So I was thinking that, how do we see ourselves in the coming 5 years? Like, as you rightly mentioned that there's a huge sector of growth opportunity that we are looking at. And, we are also some of the players in the sector. So why our margins, our bottom lines are not reflecting that? And if Like, what is the vision ahead for the next 5 years, and how are we reshaping our company looking at that vision? If you can just throw some light on that part.
Sir, I can just we can just tell you that over the last few years, we were in a segment where we were in a smaller segment where the competition levels were really fierce. With the years that have gone by, we have improved our pre-qualification. Now we are able to bid secure much higher projects than we did in the previous year. So we expect that definitely these bigger projects would yield better bottom line and would yield a decent top line. So these are some of the factors that we feel future in the future years we would be able to show give better results than we are at the current scenario.
So we have also, again, just my last question from my end, we have also put up like the data center theme and everything, the defense infrastructure, and you also have emphasized on the defense part of it. So like, there's a great sector. We want to be indigenized. So have we done something, or are we still going to do any progress on that part, or we have a vision?
Sir, in the defense, we are already L1, lowest bidder in one of the projects, which is an ordnance factory in Kanpur. And the order value is around 74-75 crore. In the data center, we are bidding for few data centers, but we are being very cautious, as of now, because there's a lot of pressure coming on the bottom line because of the raw material pricing. So we are taking a very cautious stand in taking any kind of an exposure towards a scenario where we may have to see any darkness or something. So we are very cautious towards moving towards these, especially a new segment. So in short, we have got an LOI for defense data center. We are exploring. We've got few inquiries, and we are working for those projects, sir. I mean, we are participating in these projects.
So when we say raw material prices, so what is that raw material prices that have seen increase? If you can highlight steel or whatever that we use in that infrastructure. And also, are we affected by the Middle East crisis? Like, not directly impacted, but indirectly, that it has led to increase in the logistics cost or something like that. Because I've been reading a lot of commentary from different players, and they have given about the increase in the logistics cost. Some are not able to dispatch their shipments, or not able to receive the raw material.
Sir, our products, you want to take it? You want to answer the question?
No, I'm
See,
just saying
the point
someone
is, can
is
answer.
logistics have gone up. That is a very true cost. Indirectly, it has impacted. If you look at site execution also, we are not facing it in tier one cities, but tier two, tier three are facing petrol and diesel shortages. So this is also indirectly impacting all the players. Raw materials like copper, steel, aluminium have gathered an upward momentum, and there is no stoppage. So that is also creating a lot of pressures. Vendors are not holding on to prices because everybody is in a very pressure mode. So this all factors put together is somewhere or the other indirectly impacting our the bottom line of the company. So we have to be very cautious as we move forward now.
Sir, do we have the power to pass on these to our customers? Like, petrol prices have increased. I see that our fleet must be ICE engines only, not EV. So can we pass on these prices?
It depends on the contract to contract. If you look at the oil and gas sector or petroleum, they don't have such escalation clauses. But certain places, they have an escalation clauses where we are trying to execute, but that is also under certain limits. They don't have it uncapped. It's capped to certain limit that we can claim. So all this also is, we have to be very, very careful when we move around all this or when we claim the price variation and things like that.
Okay, sir, that's all from mine, and all the best for your future ambitions. Hope to see you again in the coming second first half of fiscal year 27. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who would like to ask a question may raise their hand by using the raise hand feature available. Since we do not have any other questions, we will take this as the last question. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. B.R. Shah for their closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody. To conclude, financial year 26 has been a year of improved execution, stronger profitability, and strategic process progress for Constellate. On the path forward, we are actively striving to expand to higher margin products and increasing our operational margin to focus the deliverance the balance sheet in the forthcoming quarters. With a strong order book, expanding presence across high growth infrastructure segment, and continuous focus on operational excellence, the company remains well positioned for sustainable long-term growth. We thank you all our investors, clients, partners, and employees for their continued trust and support, and we look forward to engaging with you again next quarter. Thank you everyone for joining the call. Thank you all.
Thank you, participants. That concludes our call.
Thank you.
Thank you.